This is VOA News. I'm David Burr. 10 of the top 20 Democratic presidential candidates are debating in Detroit, Michigan, with Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders center stage. The debates have focused on health care plans, including so-called Medicare for All, as well as immigration and the so-called Green New Deal to deal with climate change. Moderates on the panel have been focusing on the more progressive Sanders and Warren, but President Donald Trump has also been a target. A new Quinnipiac poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden as the leading Democratic candidate, with 34% of Democrats and independents leaning Democratic. Biden, Senators Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, and others are scheduled for the second debate on Wednesday night. President Donald Trump's recent attacks on the city of Baltimore, black Congressman Elijah Cummings, and other lawmakers of color could hurt him as the election approaches, but AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports that's not what the president thinks.
A Gallup poll last month showed his approval among black Americans at 8%. Some 80% of registered black voters in a new Quinnipiac University poll think he's racist. Polling also shows the attacks could hurt the president with suburban voters, whom he'll need to win another term. But he's been telling advisors he thinks the attacks on minority Democrats will help ignite his core, and said much the same while leaving the White House.
Now I think I'm helping myself.
When he returned a few hours later.
There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
Saying he's just pointing out facts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired multiple projectiles from its east coast early Wednesday, according to South Korea's military. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said that the projectiles were launched from near North Korea's Hodo Peninsula. The launch comes 6 days after Pyongyang fired two short-range ballistic missiles in what it said was a response to South Korea's decision to purchase U.S. weapons and to continue joint military drills with Washington. The American Civil Liberties Union is accusing the Trump administration of circumventing a judge's order against separating children from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border, except in extreme cases. We get details from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The American Civil Liberties Union's filed a 200-plus page report detailing more than 900 separations that occurred in the past year. The group alleges a 4-year-old boy was split from his family because his father had a speech impediment that prevented him from answering questions. A Salvadoran woman lost her 2-year-old daughter, accused of having gang ties, but the mother's attorney says she had been raped by a gang member who forced her to deliver drugs.
AP's Jackie Quinn. In a related story, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is looking for vacant properties where permanent facilities to house migrant children can be built. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Hoping to minimize the need for unlicensed temporary detention centers, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is looking for new permanent sites to house unaccompanied minors who have entered the United States illegally. Sites in Central Florida, Virginia, and Los Angeles are being scouted. HHS would like to have the proposed facilities up and running in spring of 2020. The facilities would house children under age 18 who entered the U.S. illegally without a parent or guardian. Homestead, Florida is the site of the nation's largest migrant facility. Immigrant advocates have described the conditions at that site as prison-like. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Air Force General, nominated to become the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, went before the Senate Armed Services Committee and denied allegations of sexual misconduct Tuesday. General John Hyden told the committee the allegations are not true.
It has been a painful time for me and my family, but I want to state to you and to the American people in the strongest possible terms that these allegations are false.
Hyten's former aide, Army Colonel Catherine Spletstoser, has accused him of making unwanted sexual advances in 2017.
I did not lie. I was sexually assaulted by General Hyten. That's the truth. That's corroborated in the evidence that was in the ROI. I'm not lying. I haven't lied now. I won't lie later.
The Air Force Office of Special Investigations reviewed the matter and found insufficient evidence. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.